Now, a tattered French flag floats in water swirling with tiny debris. Words appear. 1815, 26 years after the start of the French Revolution, a king is once again on the throne of France. We move above the churning surface into a rainstorm, where a massive French warship lies stuck at an angle. Behind it, individual dry docks, curved specifically for naval ships, house an entire fleet. The stern of the warship faces its own dock, where hundreds of prisoners pull the warship in. Many wade in several feet of water on the dock's bottom, while others pull from stairs along the side. In long lines, they tug in unison on thick ropes. Waves crash over the convicts in front. Chains connect iron cuffs around their necks and wrists, and holes show in their shabby clothes. One prisoner with a nappy beard and scars on his buzzed head braces for a wave. He tugs with all his might. Clenching his jaw, the prisoner glares toward the top of the dry dock where a lone man stands. The coat of his clean blue uniform whips in the wind. The stern, square-jawed prison officer attentively watches them work. The prisoner lowers his gaze.
Look down! Look down! Don't look at me!
Alone below.
Look down, look down. There's 20 years gone.
I've done no wrong. Sweet Jesus, hear my prayer.
Look down, look down. Sweet Jesus doesn't care.
I know she'll wait. I know that she'll be true.
Look down.
Get free! You won't see me! Here for dust!
Later, they file past the officer.
Look down! You'll always be a slave! Look down! Look down! You're standing in your grave!
As the prisoner approaches, the stern officer stops him.
Retrieve the flag.
The prisoner glances back at a long line of convicts treading over a large, tattered French flag beneath a few inches of muddy water. The officer halts the line and watches his slave obey the command. Seeing the flag attached to a large, broken section of the mast, the prisoner crouches. With all his might, he hefts the tree trunk-sized mast up to his knee, then heaves it onto his shoulder and stands. With his jaw clenched tight, the broad-shouldered prisoner drags it inch by inch all the way to the commanding officer. The soaking wet flag trails through filthy water along the dock floor. He drops the heavy mast by the officer's feet and glares.
Now, prisoner 24601, your time is up and your parole's begun. You know what that means.
He hands him papers.
Yes. He's unfree.
No. Follow to the letter your itinerary. This badge of shame will show it till you die. It warns you're a dangerous man.
I stole a loaf of bread. My sister's child was close to death. We were starving.
You'll starve again unless you learn the meaning of the law.
Know the meaning of those 19 years. A slave of the law.
5 years for what you did. The rest because you tried to run. Yes, 24601.
My name is Jean Valjean.
And I'm Javert. Do not forget my name.
Do not forget me.
24601.
Valjean looks into Javert's eyes. Javert eyes the convict as he steps out of the dry dock and into his freedom. Now, at night, Jean Valjean hikes a rocky hillside wearing a cloak. Hunched and using a walking stick, He moves toward a pile of stones with a wooden cross protruding from its peak. The newly freed man gazes out at the mountainous country around him.
Freedom at last. How strange it is. Never forget the years, the waste. Nor forgive them for what they've done. They are the guilty, everyone. The day begins, and now let's see what this new world will do for me.
Later, Valjean treks beside patches of snow up a slope toward early morning light. In the bright daylight, he continues through a forest. From a mountain ledge, Valjean notices a compound atop the adjacent mountain. Now he approaches a man overseeing workers.
Can I help? Day's work. Papers?
The elderly man reviews Valjean's papers and glances up with a frown.
No work here.
Now with his parole officer.
Valjean, as a dangerous man, he will be on parole forever. Failure to report means immediate arrest. Be in Pontarlier in 30 days.
The officer hands the stamped papers back to Valjean. As he leaves, the officer turns to his subordinate.
Follow him.
By a fountain, children throw rocks at Valjean. The children scurry off. Later, Valjean crouches beside a fire.
Let me see your papers. Let me see your papers. I'll sleep in the stable. Please, I'm hungry. Get out.
Valjean eyes the group of vagrants. Later, armed policemen beat him down. Injured and starving, Valjean hobbles through a cemetery in a hooded cloak. He finds shelter and lies down to rest.
Hey!
A smiling bishop startles Valjean and he hops to his feet.
Come and sir, for you are weary. And the night is cold out here. Though our lives are very humble, what we have to share.
The elderly bishop leads him into a church.
There is wine here to revive you.
Valjean scurries to the blazing fireplace.
There is bread to make you strong. There's a bed to rest till morning. Rest from pain and rest from wrong.
Valjean eyes the table set with silver. Now, as he wildly shoves food into his mouth, two older women eye him.
Bless the food we eat today. Bless our dear sister and our honored guest.
Valjean abruptly stops. He glances between the women and the bishop with a furrowed brow, then continues devouring the food. Later, he wanders into a dark room and spies the housekeeper putting away the silverware. Now, lying in bed, Valjean stares up at a worn, scratched painting of Christ on the ceiling. He peers over at the sleeping bishop. Now, Valjean opens the cabinet full of silver and quickly stuffs the items into a sack. As he hurries out through the cemetery, Valjean drops a platter. He grabs it and continues out into the snowy night. In the morning, policemen drag Valjean into the church.
Get in there! Put him down! Stay there!
An officer hits Valjean as the bishop approaches.
Monseigneur, we have your silver. We caught this man red-handed.
Get the nerve to say you gave him this.
That is right.
Valjean glances up.
But my friend, you left so early. Surely something slipped your mind. You forgot. I gave these also. Would you leave the best behind?
The bishop hands Valjean a set of heavy silver candlesticks.
Monsieur, release him. This man has spoken true. I commend you for your duty. Now God's blessing go with you.
The officers remove his shackles and leave.
But remember this, my brother.
Valjean's eyes meet the bishop's.
See in this some higher plan. You must use this precious silver to become an honest man. By the witness of the martyrs, by the passion and the blood,
God has raised you out of darkness. I have saved your soul for God.
Valjean's gaze sinks as the bishop gently touches a hand to his head. Now, large broken crucifixes lie on a table in a shadowy room. Nearby, Valjean looks over his papers. Later, he kneels before an altar.
What have I done, sweet Jesus? What have I done? Become a thief in the night, become a dog on the run. Have I fallen so far, and is the hour so late, that nothing remains but the cry of my hate? The cries in the dark that nobody hears, here where I stand at the turning of the years. If there's another way to go, I missed it 20 long years ago. My life was a war that could never be won. They gave me a number and they murdered Valjean when they chained me and left me for dead. Just for stealing a mouthful of bread.
Standing, Valjean pants. Sunlight shines in from a high window, leaving the far side of his face in shadow. He steps forward.
Yet why did I allow this man to touch my soul and teach me love? He treated me like any other. He gave me his trust. He called me brother. My life he claims for God above. Can such things be? For I had come to hate the world. This world that always hated me.
Take an eye for an eye. Turn your heart into stone. This is all I have lived for. This is all I am now.
One word from him and I'd be back. Beneath the lash upon the rack. Instead, he offers me my freedom. I feel my shame inside me like a knife. He told me that I have a soul. How does he know what spirit comes to move my life?
The broken man drops to his knees.
Is there another way to go? I am reaching, but I fall. And the night is closing in. As I stare into the void, to the whirlpool of my sin. I'll escape now from that world. From the world of Jean Valjean. Jean Valjean is nothing now! Under the story must begin!
Valjean quickly makes his way outside, tearing up his papers. He tosses them into the sky, and they twirl in the wind away from a beautiful mountaintop commune. We follow a single scrap of the yellow paper as a gust carries it higher and higher toward a beam of sunlight breaking through the clouds. The scrap rapidly drops down to a gloomy city street.